We turn in our morning scripture reading to the 36th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. We'll read that on page 758 if using the Pew Bible. The first part of Isaiah is the first 39 chapters, and this is the end of that section. We've gone through all the oracles of judgment, and now we have a historical event that really centers the life and ministry of the prophet Isaiah. The year is 701 B.C. I hope that number stirs something in your memories. It should. It is the siege of Sennacherib. Now, if you've been going to the evening service, we've seen in the book of Hosea how the Assyrian Empire, one succession of wicked and mighty kings after another, starting with Tiglath-Pileser III, began chopping away at the northern kingdom. Finally, they wiped them out. And now their successor, Sennacherib, same vicious mercenary army conquering everywhere, they come to the holy city of Jerusalem, and things are different there. And we're going to see today the announcement of the Assyrian general, the Rabshake, who is going to mock them. And we are realizing then that what this is really about is not 8th century B.C. geo-military politics. It's about the holy war that governs all of history. Revelation 12, a chapter we all should know, gives the image, the vision of the dragon, the woman, and the child. And it tells us that the big thing going on in history before the coming of Christ was Satan's attack on the church, that he might make war on the promised child who would overthrow his kingdom. And then once Christ has come, he, out of vindictiveness, wants to attack the church. It's very clear that's what's going on here. And by the way, it's clear today, and you've probably noticed the irrationality almost by which secular powers single out Christianity. The rules are one thing for other religions, even religions that would seem to be out of sync with national values, and yet they're protected. Oh, but it's Christianity. Why is that? Because there's a great cosmic spiritual war going on. And it is Satan attacking the church. And so in this passage, it's not just the threat of military conquest. That's bad enough. But there's the mocking of the God of Israel and the attempt to get the people of God to come out and bow down and worship the gods of the Assyrians. My friends, this is the very world in which you and I are living. And I won't spoil the ending, although you can imagine what it is. I hope you already know. But here we have a vivid demonstration and a great historical incident of the very cosmic warfare going on. We today are part of it. I will say this. Revelation 12 says that the saints overcame the dragon by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Well, let's find out what happens here. We'll start the story in chapter 36. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 36. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent the Rabshake from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the washer's field. And there came out to him Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna, the secretary, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And the Rabshake said to them, "Say to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, on what do you rest this trust of yours? Do you think that mere words are strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust that you have rebelled against me? Behold, you are trusting in Egypt, that broken reed of a staff, which will pierce the hand of any man who leans on it, such as Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' is it not he whose high places and altars Hezekiah has removed, saying to Judah and to Jerusalem, 'You shall worship before this altar'? Come now, make a wager with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders on them. How then can you repulse a single captain among the least of my master's servants when you trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Moreover, is it without the Lord that I have come up against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.' Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to the Rabshake, 'Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Do not speak to us in the language of Judah within hearing of the people who are on the wall.' But the Rabshakeh said, "Has my master sent me to speak these words to your master and to you, and not to the men sitting on the wall who are doomed with you to eat their own dung and drink their own urine?" Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out in a loud voice in the language of Judah, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord by saying, 'The Lord will surely deliver us.' This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, 'Make your peace with me and come out to me. Then each of you will eat of his own vine and each of you his own fig tree. And each one of you will drink the water of his own cistern until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah mislead you by saying, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Has any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who among all the gods of these lands have delivered their lands out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand?" But they were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's command was, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the secretary, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and they told him the words of the Rabshakeh. "The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever." Amen.